Grazie, grazie, grazie. Great quality. Check it out. Yeah, they love you. It's your old band next week. That was Mr. Jay Corey and a little thing called Sister Sadie. Thank you. It was written by Jay and arranged by Jay, played by Jay. Okay, Jim. I'm not going to fight with that. We're going to take a short intermission now because wet, and I'm tired, I don't feel any more than playing. And I got a cold, and that's a drag. Did you get any pictures this time? Yeah? I wish I'd known I would have worn a better suit. What'd you get? What's going on? I got an 095 Canon. Wow, have you used it? You don't mind, but we talk about cameras. Huh? Yeah, I have a good one. We call them Nikons. But I got a good one. Oh, that's a nice lens. Zoom? Hey, that's why. Well, how much is that?
$600.
You can get a band for that. Do a one-nighter for that. Small, well, you can do a one-nighter in Iowa City. Oh, we played a, we played a dance there about 7 months ago, right? Iowa City, was that the name of it? Harlem, Iowa. Oh, that was beautiful. Standing in the dance there, what the hell are they doing out there? What is that? I guess then they count it. Four trumpets, I only hear one piano player. What a group. And a guy came, then a manager after the last set came back. And he had a beef with the band manager. He was cigarette. You know what he beefed about? We got off 1 minute to one. That's the God's honest truth. He came back and said he was gonna sue us. You know what I told him, right? And if you don't know what I told him, you don't know me. But it was beautiful. We'll never play here again. How do you like this threat? Never play here again. Oh, jeez. That's wild. Oh. And what a business. And 23, I counted. Imagine, we just played a bunch of one-nighters. The band was doing great out there, you know. And we go into Harlan, Iowa. The night before that, we played Omaha, right? That was beautiful. That was amazing. Yeah, that was groovy. But that next night was something else. And they had the, you know, on the marquee out in front, it said, dancing. Dancing to this band? What kind of a maniac you have to be to dance to this band? Some broad came back and gave me a real bad time, too, screaming at me, just because you're from a big city, you know, from like small town people, get out of here, you dopey bitch, leave me alone. She's terrible. Now the case comes up next month, I think. The union. Yeah. But it was lovely. We had a lot of happy nights like that. But I could stand out here all night and tell you about these thrilling things that happened to me. I don't want to go over it for you. So we'll take a short intermission. Look at this. What are you staring at? Why? You ever seen anybody sweat before? Huh? You sweat like this? You play the next set. I want to watch you. I gotta see that. Sweat. Huh? That's your problem. You drink? Straight ahead, baby. Sorry with me. I like a lot of things. Okay, folks, you're all under arrest, like I said before. We're gonna take Jay. You were marvelous. That's all I can tell you. Gee, just great. Oh, hold on. Okay. soon as we get off the stand, you hit me for a raise. Yeah. Oh, is that good? How about an extra 25? But tomorrow night, I give him 25 extra choruses to play. We'll be back in about, what?
At a dollar at the row.
Wonderful, Jay. That's none in a row for you. Well, who? Oh, yes, one of the great singers. I can't get off the bandstand without introducing this gentleman. We had a man come in here the other night. And I got up on the bandstand and sang the blues with us for 3.5 hours. Sat up here like a little Buddha with his legs crossed. He was marvelous. And we'll take him on the road with us. Maybe we'll go with him, I don't know. But you've seen him on the Tonight Show. It's his show when he carries a comic with him. And he's good. And I use the word advisedly because some nights he's not too funny. But I'd like you to meet, wait till I sniff a little bit. Got a cold that's running over a mic. It's a dread. I'd like you to meet Mr. Ed McMahon, ladies and gentlemen. Ed, how are you, buddy? There he is. How are you, Colonel, sir? Oh, yes. He's beautiful. Wake up. Good help. Hey, you cracked me up tonight. Completely cracked me up. I saw that commercial you told me about with the singer. What's his name? Skinny, something. Skinny. Is that his name? Is that the same Frank Sinatra you used to be with Tom? Nancy's father. I knew him well. That's a good commercial. And you were much better than he was. Nobody asked you. Did you hear this? Ed, she likes the one you do with the dog. I didn't see that one. that's what she said. Huh? That's the one where the dog went on the bandstand or something. I didn't see that show. But Johnny was in last night and he said that he said a dirty word on a short night. Is that true? He said a no-no word, right? He told me about it last night. Did he say it really? Did it come over? Oh, that's a drag. Because he told me that it couldn't be cut out. And he told me to be sure and see it because he said, you'd love it. You'd love it. Huh? Yeah, the thing with the French chick? With the exercises? That's in tonight. I'll watch it. Because I love him when he gets dirty. He came up and played drums one night. And he said something on the bandstand. You can't. Oh, he's the dirtiest drummer I know. Also one of the worst. Without a doubt. But he's got a lot of charm and a lot of warmth and a lot of humility. You know who we're talking about, don't you? Don Rickles. Hey, we'll see you in a little bit. Thank you very much. You're a very nice audience. We'll see you in a little while. Thank you very much.